نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب صدق الله العظيم. For this morning's tafsir, I've chosen this verse from Surah Anfal, verse number 25, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beware of such calamities, of such punishment, that does not afflict only the wrongdoers amongst you. Even the righteous can be afflicted with this punishment. And Allah ta'ala warns, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, that know that Allah Ta'ala is very severe in His punishment. So this verse brings to our attention that in the world, when the azab, punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes, even the righteous are sometimes caught up in this punishment. In the light of recent developments too, we have seen this occurring. Recently we had the xenophobic attacks, mobs going on the rampage, looting, arson, destruction of property. So when these mobs go on the rampage, they do not differentiate that this is the shop of a namazi. Let's move on, spare the shop. So and so is a wrongdoer. He does not perform his salah. Let us destroy his business. Everyone gets involved, afflicted. Atrocities being committed against the Muslim Ummah in parts of the world where bombs are dropped upon innocent Muslims. Those bombs do not differentiate. Let's spare these people, these are namazis. Destroy these people, they are not namazis. Natural disasters take place, floods, earthquakes. The wrongdoers, they also lose their lives. The righteous also lose their lives. So it begs the question that those who are living their lives in accordance with the dictates of Sharia, why do they become afflicted with these calamities? Why do they lose their lives, their possessions? So in this verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is warning us that beware of such calamities, punishment, that does not afflict only the wrongdoers. Even the righteous are affected. What is the reason for this? Commentators have mentioned when explaining this verse of the Quran that even though we may be punctual with our salah, paying our zakat, performing our hajj, doing other good deeds, but many of us have neglected an additional responsibility placed on the shoulders of this ummah, and that is amra bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, enjoining the good, forbidding from evil, advising people to do good, and also advising them to cast aside the evil deeds. This is an additional responsibility. In the Quran, to Allah Ta'ala mentions, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that you are the best of ummats that have been brought into the world for the benefit of mankind. What benefit? Encourage people to do good and forbid them from evil. So this responsibility we tend to neglect. We are in our comfort zone, that we are performing our salah, fulfilling the obligations of deen. If a certain person is going to the fire of Jahannam, why should I be worried? We have to be worried. It is our fellow ummati. The work of the Anbiya salatu wasalam, alam, of encouraging good, stopping people from evil, has now been placed on the shoulders of you and I, the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No new Nabi to come until the day of Qiyamah. So now it is our responsibility. We should not shirk in this responsibility. So commenting on this verse, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that أمر الله المؤمنين أن يقر منكر بين أظهرهم فيعمهم الله بالعذاب. That in this verse, Allah Ta'ala is commanding the believers that they should not condone evil that is perpetrated in society. If they condone that evil, then Allah Ta'ala will encompass them in a universal punishment. If floods come, even the righteous will lose their lives. Because they are in a comfort zone. If so and so is consuming haram, taking in liquor, involved in substance abuse, why should I be perturbed? You need to be perturbed. You need to be worried. It's a responsibility. Try and put a stop to that evil in whatever way possible. The hadith mentions different ways. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَٰلِكَ أَزْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If you see an evil being committed, someone consuming liquor, you know he's involved in gambling, you hear him backbiting, slandering, speaking lies, you know he's neglectful of his salah, So if you have the ability, stop him forcefully. Use your hands. There are certain people who are subordinates. We can use our hands, forcefully stop them. For instance, our children. We can even mete out some punishment so that they stop that evil. Come onto the track of Sharia. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you are unable to stop it with your hands, unable to use force, then فَبِلِسَانِ, use your tongue. Give good advice. اُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Invite to the path of your sustainer with wisdom, with good words of advice. But some of us are weak. If by our words, we cannot stop that evil. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَبِقَلْبِ, at least abhor and despise that sin being committed. Develop a hatred for the sin, not for the sinner, but for the sin. Make dua for the person committing sin. Allah give him hidayat. In the least, at least abhor the sin. Despise the sin. Today our condition is such that we see sin being committed, we do not even develop a hatred for the sin. We condone it to that extent. And this is the reason that while the righteous among us are also sometimes enveloped in a universal azab, universal punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهُ. أو كما قال Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we'll have to enjoin the good and stop people from evil. If you will not carry out this responsibility, either by hand, by words of advice, or at least abhorring the act, then Allah Ta'ala will shortly send to you such a punishment that will envelop every person, the wrongdoers and the righteous. In one hadith, Nabi Sallam gives a beautiful example, with the example of people who condone the wrongdoings in society, is like a group of people traveling on a boat that has two decks, the upper deck, the lower deck. When the boat embarks on its journey, fresh water from land is filled in barrels and placed on the upper deck. As the boat travels on its journey, when the people living in the lower deck, when they require water to drink, water for use, they go to the upper deck to get water from those barrels. But after some time, they feel that they are inconveniencing the people on the upper deck. Every time we have to go up to take water from there. So they tell the people on the upper deck, don't worry, we will not bother you. We will remove some planks from the bottom of the boat and use seawater. So this is foolishness. If the people on the upper deck allow this to happen, then what will occur? One, there is a hole in the bottom of the ship. Seawater will engulf the boat. The people on the bottom deck will also sink. The people on the upper deck will also sink into the water. They will all lose their lives. What is the cause of this? That the people on the upper deck did not prevent the people on the lower deck from creating this hole in the boat. So all of them lose their lives. So similarly, when we condone evil in society, when Allah Ta'ala sends some calamity, some punishment, then even the righteous people, they also lose their lives, lose their properties, lose their assets. They also become embroiled in this punishment because of leaving out this responsibility. Today we are not even perturbed about our children. A duty upon every parent to nurture their children, bring them on the path of deen. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. That all you believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam, such a fire of which the fuel will be stone and mankind. Stone referring to the idols that the mushrikeen worship. Those idols will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam to further fuel the fire, stoke the fire. And the people worshipping these idols will also be thrown into the fire. So to save people from the fire of Jahannam, especially our children, immediate families, give them a proper Islamic upbringing. Our condition is such that even if some well-wisher, out of good faith, maybe we are oblivious, we bring to our attention that your son is taking drugs, he is involved in a certain sin, certain evil, What is our reaction? That you mind your own business. Do not meddle in our affairs. I know how to discipline my children. Whereas we should thank that person that you brought it to my notice. Even if I have to mete out corporal punishment to my kids, forcefully stop them from the evil, I will do so. So this is an added responsibility, additional duty placed upon our shoulders. Hazrat Bahlul Rahmatullah Alayh, a very pious man, on one of his travels, he was traveling through a certain city and he saw children playing on the street, throwing almonds at one another, almonds that were still in the hard shells. Again they were playing. Then Bahlul noticed one child, nearly 9 or 10 years old, standing on the side of the road, not joining these other children in the sport they were playing. So he went up to the child, he thought to himself, maybe the child is from a poor family, he cannot afford to purchase his almonds. So he offered to purchase some almonds for the child and said to him, then you can also join them in the sport. He was taken aback by the reply of the child. The child recited a verse from the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That do you think that we have created you for play and for sport? Is that the reason for creation? Do you think you will not return to us for retribution, for accountability of your deeds? Bahlul was taken aback with surprise. There's such a pious child showing signs of piety from such a young and tender age. So he asked the child, what has brought you to this level of piety? What has created this fear into you? The realization that we have not been created for play and for sport, but we have been created for servitude of our Creator, worshipping Allah Ta'ala. So he replied that at home, when I see my mother lighting the fire in order to cook food, to light the fire, first she puts little twigs to light the fire, to stoke it. Then later she puts the bigger logs. So I fear that perhaps on the day of Qiyamah, when people are thrown into the fire of Jahannam, to increase the intensity of the fire, we children are like the little twigs. Perhaps we will be thrown first into the fire, and then the adults will come in. So this was the fear that the child had. If we nurture our children, we can inculcate this consciousness in them, that Allah Ta'ala is monitoring our every action. Everything is being recorded. From a young and tender age, these children can abstain from evil and do only good in their lives. Encourage others also to do the same. So therefore this is an additional responsibility, enjoining the good and stopping people from evil. If we cannot do so by action, by our hands, by giving advice, at least abhor that evil, despise that evil, develop hatred for that evil, and make dua for the perpetrator, for the sinner, that Allah Ta'ala should give him guidance, and we too. Allah Ta'ala should bring him on the path of deen, give him the courage to abstain from sin. So in this type of environment will be created, inshallah, favorable conditions will descend upon the ummah. Allah's help will come. In tansurullah, yansurku. If you assist in establishing the deen of Allah, in promoting the deen of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's help will surely come. When you ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ He will establish your feet firmly in the face of onslaught, in the face of your enemies. They will not have the courage to harm one hair of your body. So therefore you have to come unto deen in totality. And you can only come unto deen in totality when you also take upon our shoulders this responsibility. Nurture, discipline our children in society. Whatever effort you can do to prevent evil being committed. In one hadith, Nabi Sallam says, مَا نَحْلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدَهُ مِن نَحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ لِسَلَبِ السَّلَمِ That the best gift that a parent can give to his or her child is a gift of good akhlaq, good character. We spoil our children by buying them state-of-the-art, latest cell phones, the best vehicle that money can buy. We spoil them, give them all these gifts. Nabi Sallam says, the best gift you could give them is good character. Teach them morals, good character. Let them grow up as good Muslims. On the day of Qiyamah, these children will benefit us. They will intercede on our behalf. But we have to make the effort in this world. So in conclusion, keep this verse in mind. Allah Ta'ala says, beware of such calamities, such punishment. When it comes in its universal form, it does not only afflict the wrongdoers, but also the righteous people. Simply because of the fact that the righteous are in their comfort zone, unperturbed, unfazed, unmoved by the evil perpetrated in society. Allah give us all the tawfiq of attending to this responsibility as well. And it is to remind us of this responsibility. The jamaats come out in the path of Allah. We have the jamaat from India in this masjid. Let us spend some time with them. They have come to remind us of our duties. Ijtimaas that take place. The jor that will be taking place in 2 weeks time in Indonesia. The ulama jor as well at the markaz. Let us be part and parcel of that. So that we can be reminded of the responsibility. Allah give us all the tawfiq of taking cognizance of this duty placed on our shoulders. Allah make us better Muslims and use us to encourage other people also to come onto the path of deen. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت